Members of Iraq's U.S.-appointed governing council are accusing American authorities in Baghdad of wasting money. Costly contracts in sectors including service, transportation, and construction are going to foreign firms, often at a cost 10 times higher than Iraqis charge. But the allegations aren't just about wasting money. Many Iraqis say some of the subcontractors are taking bribes and kickbacks. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad.
Harunt Hussein runs a medium-sized construction company in Baghdad. Last month, he went to southern Iraq to help reconstruct a school. It was a project, he says, funded by the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority. But when he arrived, he met only Kuwaiti businessmen. A Kuwaiti firm, it turns out, won the contract and then decided to subcontract the work out to Hussein's firm. Hussein says his part of the job cost $35,000. He alleges that the Kuwaiti businessman demanded he make out a receipt for $45,000 in order to show that the money for the entire contract was being spent. It was fraudulent, but Harunt Hussein says he had no choice and did it. Bayi Boyosh, another Baghdad contractor, says he received a call from a Jordanian company recently. Boyosh says the company won a contract to carry out a construction project on a U.S. military base in Baghdad. The contract was awarded by Kellogg Brown & Root, a subsidiary of Halliburton. Halliburton, the company once chaired by Vice President Dick Cheney, is exclusively in charge of awarding military-related contracts in Iraq. Boyosh says the contract was worth more than $200,000. The Jordanian company wanted to subcontract the job to his company and offered to pay $20,000. Boyosh turned it down. These two examples say many Iraqi contractors are just the beginning. Middle Eastern companies now winning contracts with the United States, they say, are engaging in corrupt practices. Bechtel is one of the largest U.S. firms now doling out contracts. The company's senior partner in Iraq, Cliff Mum, says it's practically impossible to stop corruption among subcontractors.
To think that because the United States of America came in here, that corruption is gone, or that people won't come in and try to do corrupt things, would just be naive.
Mum says if Bechtel hears about such practices and can prove them, the contracts are immediately terminated. Some Iraqi contractors have accused Bechtel's Iraqi staff of taking kickbacks and bribes in return for help in winning contracts. Cliff Mum says Iraqis have no say over who wins a Bechtel contract. Still, he acknowledges that some Iraqis may be trying to take advantage of the reconstruction process. This past summer, Bechtel held an open meeting in central Baghdad at a hotel.
And somebody came in the lobby and set up a desk, we didn't know they were there, and said that told contractors coming in that they would get him a job with Bechtel if they would pay him some money.
Mum says it's not clear how much money the man collected. But in a country where bribes and kickbacks were standard business procedure, he's not surprised that many Iraqis fell for the scam. Mum adds that Bechtel's success rests on its reputation. It's a billion-dollar company that simply can't afford to cheat. A member of Iraq's governing council, Samir Sumedi, says the problem with Bechtel isn't corruption, but procedure.
Companies like Bechtel have a very well-developed qualification procedure. Quite a complex qualification procedure, which is suited for the developed economies of Western countries. The situation in Iraq does not allow that.
Bechtel points out that about 2/3 of all the contracts it's awarded have gone to Iraqi firms. What's unclear, though, is how much money that translates into. The big jobs have been awarded to foreign firms like Lockheed Martin and Motorola, companies that Bechtel says have the capacity to get the job done quickly. But Bechtel isn't the only source for contracts. There's also the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority and the U.S. Army. And it's these institutions, says Samir Sumedi, that aren't spending money wisely.
We have tens of thousands of individual truck owners and small transport companies, which are most of the time idle. Well, at the same time, we see that Jordanian and Kuwaiti contractors are getting a lot of contracts for transport. some of these companies take transport contracts at, for example, $40 a ton, subcontract them to Iraqis at $9 or $15 a ton, and sit back and take the cream of these contracts. That is wrong.
Sumedi says Iraqis can't compete with sophisticated and well-connected foreign firms, and that in the end, money will simply be wasted unless the process changes.
It is in the interest of the American taxpayer and the American government, as well as it is in the interest of Iraq, that we get the very best value out of every dollar that is spent for Iraq. Otherwise, it's a waste and it's a missed opportunity.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.